Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to another episode of the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting the audio of this show from Simon Fraser University on Unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. So today we're going to play some pre-recorded interviews because I went to visit my friend Tiffany at her house a while back, and she was doing a special event and I got to interview two of her guests. The first one is a duo group called The Mystiques. Then her friend Raman, who happens to be a doula, I got to interview her. So if you don't know what a doula is, she'll be explaining it later on in the show. And of course, we're going to play some local tunage. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so without further ado, here's The Mystiques. Welcome, Bagari and Fanny, to the Wham Bam East Van Show. Please introduce yourself.
I am your star child, the Purple Heart Priestess today.
And I'm Bagari.
And you're Bagari. And yes, tell us about your music.
Our music has come to an evolution of harp and bass into more of the mystical of the world. After all that's happened on the planet in the last few years, we've grown up to thrive in our own ways, to bring more positive vibes into the world through the harp, angels and light. And my sweet husband here, the Mystique Man, brings all his poetry and his divine energy musically into our evolution of who we are. You can find us on The Mystiques 1111 at bandcamp.com.
Yes, and how did you two meet?
Oh, we met a long time ago at a drum circle.
At a drum circle?
There used to be a store, an organic food store called Circling Dawn, and every Sunday, I believe, they would have a drum circle. People got together and played drums, and we met at one of those. And then all of a sudden we started hanging out together, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Uh-huh. Where are you from originally?
I grew up in St. Lucia, which is one of the Caribbean islands.
Oh, fantastic.
One of the islands of the Caribbean.
Yes. And when did you start playing the harp?
Just a few years ago, 7 years ago exactly, I got myself a little harp. I went to the wonderful Long and McQuaid that sustained us all our lives, because I was a musician all my life, and I saw the harp, and then I went droom, then I fell on my knee with tears. So I said, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, a year after I had paid off my first harp.
Beautiful, beautiful.
beautiful. And I made family friends with the company called Harpsicle Harps. There, it's a traveling harp. So I went twice to Hawaii with this little harp. It's only 10 pounds. So I'm not your usual harpist that plays classical. I am more of a channeler. I play channel music and we write our own music here together.
Oh, fantastic. And I notice you have like the CDs here. Is it like a pack of cards?
All the cards you need, let me tell you, I say, I got the news for you. But yes, we have a CD, we have a, after all these years, we have a children album, because we are starchild.ca, we do a lot of children's entertainment, but now we do Mystique music, and the CD we have available today is the Mystique Reggae French music. So we did a CD 10 years ago of reggae music, and now we've grown out of it, but we still, it's a fabulous CD we did in the studio with Vigeri. All the vocals and all the songs are French, English, and a little bit of his heart.
Thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam!
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
So it is. My heart goes bada boom, bada bam.
Thank you.
And that was Star Child and the Mystiques. All right, next we have an interview with Ramen after the break.
Wandering Rhythms, Mondays from noon to two.
Join us in a weekly sample of music from planet Earth.
The strangest mixtape you will ever hear.
Desert blues.
Balkan punk.
Latin funk.
African psych.
Pigeon rap.
And anything and everything else you can imagine, equally represented by all continents.
Because good music is universal.
Wandering Rhythms.
Mondays at noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hello, Ramen, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Fan Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Ramen, and I'm a holistic and postpartum birth doula. My background's in energy medicine, so I have my master's training in psychosomatic therapy. Have been doing that since 2011 and doulaing since 2015.
Oh, fantastic. I am just digging your outfit here. I know people can't see on the radio, but I will post a little video somewhere on social media. So yeah, tell me about your outfit.
It's my mom. Well, my mom got it from India. Mm-hmm. My background is we are Indian from Punjab. So she was like, do I have to wear one of those today? I'm like, no, mom, I just want to be more flowy and kind of embrace the colors.
Yeah.
And just really kind of dive into the roots.
So how did you get into this holistic field?
Holistic field. Well, I just always knew a part of me, you know, just knew that there was always a different way than what we've been told. And when it comes to mental health and emotions, I just feel like there's more to learn than what we're told. And there's more tools out there. So I just started digging, only not only for myself, but mm-hmm. for my community, because I was just curious to mm-hmm. know. Psychosomatic is the relationship between the mind and the body. Mm. So our mind can have a thought over and over, and it can actually cause illness or physical diseases in our body just by having a certain thought. Or if, for instance, you had a traumatic or an emotional event when you were five, mm-hmm. now it's like we have 50-year-olds that are still living that traumatic event over and over again because your cells multiply and duplicate, but what carries forth is that trauma.
Mm.
So I just knew that something else was bigger for me to find.
And tell everyone, what is a doula? Because I'm sure some people don't know what that is.
Yeah, well, a doula is someone that kind of supports you physically, mentally, educationally, more than anything emotionally mm-hmm. in your birth process. So once you are pregnant, usually I get a phone call like, Ramen, oh my God, will you be my doula? And I sit there and I walk through that journey with you all the way till you have your baby. So in the first couple months while you're growing your baby, we're talking about the way you want to birth. There's so many ways that you can bring a child into this world. So mm-hmm. whether it's at home, whether it's hospital, whether it's through an OBGYN, whether it's through a midwife, I'm here to really make sure you're not on Google.
Mm.
And I've become kind of like your best friend, your sister. And I walk you through that stuff because your healthcare provider is going to make sure that you're okay physically.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many more emotions and energy that you have to work with, especially when you transition into becoming a mother. Mm-hmm. There's so much that's left undone, and I'm here to minimize postpartum depletion or depression.
And we're here at Tiffany's event. Tell me, how do you know Tiffany?
Tiffany, well, oils. So I work a lot with the aromatherapy, because aromatherapy really works with the limbic part of your brain, and that's where a lot of trauma and memories are stored in.
Mm.
Okay, so how we access that is through inhalation. So it's like when you walk into like a grocery store or to a bakery and you're like, oh my God, that smells good. It makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So I got into aromatherapy. I was having an oil party, and that's where I met Tiffany. Yeah.
And there she is. Say hi.
What's up?
So we met years ago at an essential oil party. I was hosting. I was teaching everyone the benefits of having true organic therapeutic oils, and she's a holistic nut just like me, and we have a lot in common. And so we've just really stayed good friends ever since.
So how can people get a hold of you if they're interested in contacting you?
So to contact me for energy work or for birth services, you can go to thedivinechild.ca. So thedivinechild.ca, or you can follow me on Instagram at holisticbirthdoula.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Ramen, for coming to the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Jessica.